1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Artist Taylor Swift says she is in shock after hearing about the stabbing attack in Northwest England. Two were killed, six others are in critical condition, most of them children, hurt in the rampage that happened at that Taylor Swift-themed dance class. It happened in the town of Southport. In Caracas, Venezuela, protests over the re-election of strong-arm President Nicolas Maduro, the results of that election being questioned worldwide. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin was asked about renewed fears that tensions between Israel and Hezbollah could mount.
As to whether or not Israel can manage a war in Gaza and a fight in Lebanon at the same time, Israel will do what it needs to defend itself, and it's demonstrated that time and again. We've committed to helping Israel defend itself.
Mudslides in India triggered by torrential rains, killing 49 people. Rescuers still working to pull some out of the mud. This is ABC News. It's not getting any cheaper to drive around, but it's not getting much more expensive either.
In the past week, the price of regular unleaded went up a penny a gallon to put the national average now at $3.48 a gallon, according to new data from the Energy Department. Analysts say weak demand for gas and lower oil prices have overall kept gas prices steady for weeks, except in the Great Lakes region because of a refinery outage there. The price of regular unleaded is now on average 27 cents a gallon less than at this time last year. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Slowdown at fast food giant McDonald's for the first time since 2020. Sales dropped down 1% at locations open at least a year. Revenues missing expectations, hitting $6.5 billion in the last quarter. And Target wants your old jeans. The retailer holding a Take Back Denim event that'll happen next week. They're asking people to donate their old denim to keep it out of landfills. Five donated items will get you a coupon on some new clothes. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats are urging primary voters to vote no on two proposed constitutional amendments on August 13th. State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says the questions are intentionally confusing and would slow down money from Washington to Wisconsin communities in an emergency. A strict abortion law is now in effect in neighboring Iowa, where most abortions are now banned after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers.
I feel sorry for the women in Iowa. This is a national issue. It's not just a Wisconsin issue or an Iowa issue. Women should have the right to determine their reproductive health.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear two abortion cases in the months to come. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers make a trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Trade deadline coming up tonight, and the Brewers sending outfielder Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junis to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. 9 years in the big leagues, 19 starts this year for Cincinnati, an ERA that started out at 3.56 but has risen into the fives. Meanwhile, just as the crew gets back Devin Williams as the closer, Trevor McGill goes on the 15-day IR. Manager Pat Murphy.
Breaking news, Trevor McGill on the IL. Lower back. He's been dealing with it for about 5 days. He'll get an MRI this afternoon. That's the way the cookie crumbles, man.
Brewers last night with a nice 8-3 win at home over the Braves. Home runs by Hoskins, Adames, Churio. NFL, Packers back on the practice field today in Green Bay. The Badgers football team begins training camp for the next 2 weeks at UW-Platteville.
Well, I think it's first and foremost, it's about getting away. To really get them to, you know, get to know each other and a lot of things even a little deeper.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we update you on all the latest news. Also, we learn about Rally Round the Markers going on in Waukesha. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Catherine Lake.
Big production here.
Catherine Lake.
You've got to establish your name.
Where am I hearing that name? Mad Radio, WMTX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. This is the John and Gordy Family Show, along with Catherine Link. How are we going to fit her into this thing?
Well, you know.
Do we have a caricature that we
barely
could throw into this thing?
We can barely fit her into the studio here, let alone, you know,
my
onto
vast
the graphics.
Size.
The ego.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Tuesday, the 30th day of July. We have clear skies this morning.
It's
looking good through most of the day, although we could be in for a shower, maybe a isolated thunderstorm. Right now, 66 degrees. Let's find out what today's high may be. Let's roll the weather wheel and let the ball fly.
People wait for this every morning. They want to hear that sound.
Here it goes. Okay, it's going to settle in the 80s, I think. 85. 85 will be the high today. Oh,
nice,
it started
one.
Rolling again.
Oh, nice one. Well, there's only one ball.
That's it. 85 will be the predicted high for today.
Evidently.
Look out for that isolated thunderstorm. Well, I feel sorry for isolated thunderstorms, you know, because they're isolated.
I know.
They're not with the other thunderstorms. They're all on their own.
What did it do so bad?
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad.
Put it away someplace,
really
all alone. Hey, there's our guy with the wagon and
the dog
walking down the street.
Every morning.
Every day he's out there.
You've got to get out there and talk to him.
Boy, that dog.
I mean,
that is just, that's love.
That's love.
You look at that and it's just,
we're looking at our
State
Street
all over
camp
for
right
a homeless
now.
Guy.
Oh, God.
For those of you watching on Facebook or YouTube.
You still talking?
Yeah, there he is. Oh, here comes a bicycle. Yeah.
Look out. They got the outside.
Two of them.
Oh. Racing
right through the lights.
No, it was a green light.
It was green.
You
green
do
light.
Have an outside cam. I can't
traffic
believe it.
Traffic and weather together. You got it.
I do want to mention one of the most important parts of our weather forecast.
Yeah.
It's always the humidity. I can't handle humidity, so I want to know what the damn humidity is today.
What are you doing in Wisconsin?
Oh, good Lord. Well, you know, the dew point's at 61, and the humidity's at 93%.
It
feels now, like it.
Can't you just feel it? I mean, it's hot and sticky.
What? Should we call it that?
Hot
feel
and
like
sticky
humidity.
In the morning? Oh, that's you were talking about the name in the show.
You guys use that all the time in weather. It feels like. It'll feel like
the
temperature.
Feels like temperature.
Yeah,
I don't know what that
is. All right, I'm glad we got that taken care of.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
I'm exhausted. You just came out of the gate in about 100 different directions.
Well, welcome to our world.
Yes.
Let's get to the National Day Calendar stuff, because, you know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. You know,
we do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a little bit later on.
Sure.
We're going to be talking with a guest from the Opera House, the Stoughton Opera House, She's going to be joining us. And
so it's not about opera, though.
No.
As much as I would enjoy the Opera House is not.
Christina Dahlhausen.
It's mostly Americana music.
Yeah, it's
Americana, really.
A lot of bands. And
Stoughton Opera House.
I don't see any operas on here. But,
it probably just was an opera.
We'll find out.
We're turning the show over to Governor Walz.
Tim Walz,
Minnesota's governor.
What are you talking
about? He seems to be in the news an awful lot. So we're
going to talk about
we got
him
a
today?
Couple of big cuts today to listen from him.
He's one of those vice presidential hopefuls,
perhaps. Oh, that's right. You mentioned him first time, Gordy.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know about
to me. But, I mean, the first time I heard him mentioned was you, actually, as a
Well, he's really something. He's the one that first called Trump weird.
Oh, he's the one who coined that?
That has caught fire.
He should definitely be the vice president. Really he's earned it.
Oh, he actually has.
He's earned it.
Well, hey, once you hear the cuts that I have,
all right.
you will think that this guy is like Mr. Midwest.
Okay.
And that would be perfect for this presidential ticket.
It would be because she's Miss California.
We'll
so, we need a little showing.
Hey, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is actually sponsored. I know it's amazing to believe, but Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Who did
sleep
that?
Better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Hey, got a great idea.
What's that?
We could all go mattress shopping for you.
That's right, because you have to go.
I need a mattress. I need a new mattress.
Still in that bedroom
for the guest room.
The cost that he got with the house.
The cot. Oh, you're kidding.
No, he got a cot with the house.
You got a cot with the house?
Yeah, well, I put that in the basement, actually. I have another small bed, which is equally uncomfortable in the guest room.
So you're going to isolate your guests to the basement?
No.
No, oh, no, okay.
No, okay.
Did I misunderstand?
Maybe, I don't know.
He packed it away. No one's ever going to sleep on that cot again.
Okay.
Hey, Luke, why don't you play that National Day music, okay? The National Day calendar music, because we really need to, you know, we got a lot of stuff here, and we got to push it along. So what is it today? Is it or is it not? Here we go. All right?
I can't play this game.
It's the Jeopardy music,
in
case you're wondering what that would be. Okay. What do you mean you're not going to play the game?
No, I'm not good at this game.
Oh, okay.
I always think that everything is a National Day calendar.
Is it or is it not National Climb a Mountain Day? Is it or is it not National Cowboy Day? Is it National Whistleblower Day? Or National Father-in-Law Day? Or is it National Cheesecake Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
I'll read them again.
National Climb a Mountain Day, National Whistleblower Day, National Cowboy Day, National Father-in-Law Day, or National Cheesecake Day.
Thank goodness you said national every time, because I wasn't certain if it was everywhere or just here, because of that cheese one would be here.
Cheesecake.
It's not Father-in-Law Day.
Well, you're wrong. There would be a buzzer here. If we have that buzzer, I don't think so. There it is. Yeah, you're definitely wrong. Okay. John, do you have a guess?
I'm not going to guess this morning. I put the list together so I know which is the bad day.
Luke, do you want to have a guess here, or you already know the answer?
I'm with Catherine. I think the father-in-law. That one doesn't sound
right. You already buzzed me.
Again, you get a buzzer.
But that was where my guess was. I locked in before I heard anybody else's answer. I locked in.
It's Cowboy Day.
It's not National Cowboy Day.
Oh, okay.
That might be another day, but it's not today. Okay. All right.
He comes up with some really great days.
They're indistinguishable from the actual days.
Maybe we should save the days that he's made up and then
submit them.
We can submit days to the National Day calendar. Yes, anybody can.
Can we have National John Peterson Day?
Yes, there you go.
We can have John Peterson Day.
John Peterson Day. I like that.
Why not?
It has a ring to it.
I'm Jan.
No.
How about National Terry Bell Day? Because that's on our agenda today.
Terry Bell's
new feature.
New feature?
A new feature.
Oh, yes, a new feature.
Ask Terry Bell.
Ask.
He's our news director.
We got to come up with a question for Terry, though.
Yes, we need
or
the
maybe
listeners.
Maybe our listeners.
We need you to give us a good question for Terry Bell. We will not tell him ahead of time. And we will make him sit on the hot seat and answer a question from a listener.
Okay.
And it can be about anything. How about that?
No, it can't be about anything.
Why not? Because ask Terry Bell.
It could be a recipe.
Okay, ask Terry Bell a recipe?
No.
Oh.
You don't want to. You don't want questions like that. You want a news-related question, something very topical for the day,
something local, current
news.
All right, a little update from Terry Bell. Please call in 608-879-8255 if you have a question for Terry.
Text
Bell.
Text us
or text.
Text.
Okay.
Okay. You get a lot of text here.
Back to the National Day calendar. Oh. National National Climb a Mountain Day is today. Yes, it means this is your day to get up, show up, and move up a mountain. Move past those obstacles in your life. Oh. Moving personal mountains. That's what we're really talking about. Yes. National Climb a Mountain. Climbing a mountain, of course, takes training and perseverance and dedication. The most experienced mountain climber will tell you there's always a fear of failure. You know.
Are we still talking about mountains?
Okay.
All
right. Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of frozen body in a lot of those mountains.
Yeah, that's right.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Where's the nearest mountain around here? I guess Cascade Mountain up in Portage. Not really a mountain. Really just a tall hill.
We don't have mountains in Wisconsin.
We ski on Cascade.
But, I've had arguments with Ann about that. I think we have hills so big they should be mountains in Wisconsin.
There's a movie about that, by the way. When a mountain became a hill became a mountain or something like that.
In southwest Wisconsin, they have the Okooch Mountains. I bet Todd Albaugh could tell us about the southwest Wisconsin. In the Driftless region?
Yeah, yeah.
The Okooch Mountains.
Oh, it's Driftless. Old, I keep hearing about this
Native
Driftless.
American phrase, but the Okooch Mountain, O-C-O-O-C-H.
So Indians thought there were mountains in Wisconsin.
Well,
but now they're saying, know. The white man says, no mountains in Wisconsin.
Not sure on that. We'll do some searching on that, and we'll get back to you. National Whistleblowers Day commemorates the day our founding fathers recognized the need to protect those who report corruption when they see it. The day reminds us to honor and support the people who speak up about fraud, abuse, or waste. National Whistleblower Day. That's important.
If Trump gets in, that day is gone.
Yes. You're probably
abolish that
you'll
day.
You'll be put away for life in a prison someplace.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Some work camp.
Yep.
You're done.
We need whistleblowers, but you're right. Those could be a thing in the past.
People that are so loyal, they'll lie. That's what it's come down to, and we're accepting that from a candidate for president of the United States. Ridiculous? Right. Yes.
Okay. It's also National Father-in-Law Day. Mm-hmm. Recognizes your spouse's father once a year. Dedicate some time to your father-in-law on this day. I'm still in touch with my father-in-law, my ex's dad, and he's doing okay out there in Richland Center, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. Good guy. Yeah, do you guys have father? Are you connected with your father?
Well, mine passed away.
Mine did too.
But the thing here is, I've never had problems with father-in-laws or mother-in-laws.
Okay. As a concept?
Yeah, as a concept, because when I grew up, all the early TV sitcoms, they always vilified the mother-in-law.
Oh, yes.
The mother-in-law, yeah.
And I've never had a problem.
Right.
I tell her I order her around, and we're good.
He's poking me, isn't he?
That's it.
He's poking me.
Okay. National Cheesecake Day is today. Oh, man, I love cheesecake, but I don't have it very often.
I hate it.
But
it's just a tangy, awful
you hate
flavor.
Never grew into cheesecake?
I know.
Kids don't like cheesecake. Adults usually like cheesecake.
Oh, see? Yeah.
You never grew up.
Still a kid.
Yep.
It's one of America's favorite desserts. Order up a cheesecake with your favorite topping, get it delivered, or make it at home. The smooth dessert.
He's just going to keep
blah,
going
blah,
on
blah,
about
blah, blah, blah. Okay, boy, that's it for the National Day calendar.
Well, wait a minute.
What, do you want more?
So you cut the whole damn thing short.
Well, the smooth dessert hits the spot when the end of the meal rolls around. While most cakes have a crumb, cheesecake's texture is nothing like a cake, John. Indeed, it's creamy, thick pudding.
Oh, I hear the music.
Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you don't know it's cheesecake.
Blah, blah, blah.
You slip one on you. Have you gone to the Cheesecake Factory?
Yes. I have a coupon.
Good stuff.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. You got a lot of food there, boy.
It's 19 minutes past the hour, 66 degrees, clear skies, but a little fog in those low-lying areas. You know what I tell you? Don't lie down in those low-lying areas.
Stay clear of
those. Not a good deal. We're coming back with Ask Terry Bell a question on the John and Gordy and Catherine Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burrow. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Burrow.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Catherine Lake.
At the break of dawn, get your coffee on. John and Gordy on the radio. 92.7 is the place to go.
WMDX, broadcasting from the capital city of Wisconsin, Madison, looking out over State Street this morning. A beautiful, beautiful morning.
Lots of traffic out there. Yeah. And there goes a garbage truck making the turn. Waste management doing the job.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
There they go. All right.
Yeah.
21 past
right
the hour.
Behind us here, there's like a dumpster, and now I saw a car, and I'm wondering, how the hell did they get back there in the building? There's like, we've got a parking ramp in this building, the Metroplex here, and I don't know how you get between them and get in there with a parking.
Oh, there's that little corner.
There's a little alleyway.
Is there?
Yeah.
Wow. There has to be, obviously. You
know. It's tight.
It is tight.
It's tight.
Well, hey, that's a Cheap Trick song.
Ask Terry Bell.
All right, let's get to that.
Next segment, right? So
it's coming up.
If you have a question for our news director that you'd like to know about, what he's going to talk about today, what's going on, give us a text, 608-879-8255.
Mm-hmm. Or you can use the Civic Media app and text us right from there.
You have to text us on this, okay?
Okay, all right. Is it text?
Ask Terry Bell. Yeah, right. Okay. And we want to get Terry Bell on the spot. We want to ask him a few questions.
Put him on the hot seat.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
In the meantime, why don't we get to Pete Buttigieg, one of my favorite people. Look, I have not stopped admiring Pete Buttigieg.
Mm-hmm.
He is a fantastic person. He really is one of the smoothest politicians I have ever, ever heard. And it's not so much politics. It's a guy who's completely honest out there, and he tells it like it is.
It's service.
He's flawless.
Yep, he's flawless.
Now we have, of course, Minnesota's governor, Tim Walz, moving into his territory
Vice President for Kamala Harris. Yeah,
I'm absolutely
divided.
Tim Walz is very Midwestern and down to earth, and he just tells it like it is. That's why there's not a lot of political speak with him.
Nor with Pete, right?
Pete is very, very good. He's succinct. He is.
He's right to the point.
Walz is less political speak or no?
I just think Walz.
He's like a dad.
Yeah. Or an uncle.
Wait till you hear these cuts. Maybe I'm just tipping my hand here a little bit, but his stuff is so good that you're going to love it. And it's coming up a little after 7 o'clock. Okay.
Right.
But in the meantime, let's hear from Pete Buttigieg. And he's talking about Trump's debate withdrawal. You know, one of these days it's going to have to spin around and accept that debate.
Yes.
Because right now it's not looking good for their side of the aisle.
A lot of excuses.
Yeah.
That he's maybe not going to debate or wants to have it on Fox instead of ABC. He's coming up with all these excuses.
Yeah. So why don't we check that out? Let's hear from Pete Buttigieg. Cut 135, I hope. I always have to.
I was saying there's no number down on the sheet, so I was guessing otherwise. But here we go, 135.
All right, excellent.
Donald Trump and his campaign have suggested that he may not follow through with the debate in September that had been scheduled to be with President Biden. Now, of course, would be the vice president, assuming she does wrap up the nomination as expected. What do you make of that?
It's extraordinary.
tough talk is this guy's calling card. And now there's this extraordinary show of weakness. He agreed to, you know, he said anytime, any place. But more than that, he agreed to this specific debate on this specific network on this specific date. And now he's pulling out. And of course, it shows that he's afraid. It shows that he knows if the two of them are on a stage together, it's not going to end well for him. So, this is a campaign that really has struggled to be about anything but Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And I think that's the bigger pattern that you're seeing here and part of why the Trump campaign is having such a hard time adapting. Think about it. Just in a matter of 2 or 3 days, our campaign adapted to literally the biggest possible change, which is a change in the top of the ticket. And yet, within a couple of days, that support consolidated and that message was clear. They, meanwhile, have been flailing in a way that shows they're unable to adapt. And to me, it's not just that their entire strategic apparatus was built around tearing down Joe Biden. I think there's something deeper, which is Donald Trump cannot conceive of a campaign that isn't about the candidate. We're obviously very excited about our candidate.
Good point.
Kamala Harris is a leader that everybody is pulling together around, but also she's articulating a message that isn't about just about herself and certainly isn't just about Donald Trump, although she has that contrast down. It's about us. And that's the kind of campaign that wins. It's the right kind of campaign, and it's also one that literally does not compute for somebody like Donald Trump.
There you go.
Yeah.
Again, it's a race about personality. That's
Pete
what
Buttigieg.
Trump wanted.
Yeah.
Yep. Not policy. And now that Biden is out, he's got nothing. And
he doesn't know how to deal
out.
With it.
He's just backing out.
Yeah.
And that's okay, right? Of course, we hear a lot about Trump's comments at rallies, so it's not like he's disappeared, but obviously he's going to steer clear of any policy debates and anything that really kind of reflects on the policy success of the Biden-Harris administration, because they've had tremendous success economically. They've moved the country ahead. They've set up the country to be successful in the future as well. And I think that's why they really want to be in control.
Mm-hmm.
Trump and
JD.
That guy, whatever his name is now.
BJ.
You know? He always changes it. anyway, they want to take credit for anything, all of the successes that Biden has put in place with all of those infrastructure deals that are still, winding out. They still have to happen. And once those things get involved and they become successful, Trump would take all the credit.
Well, it'll be something to see when they finally get around to. I heard last night on the news that Kamala Harris is going to make the announcement on the vice president in the next 6 days. So
that's coming. Days.
Okay.
Yeah. And
what
we'll
is
see.
I got to say that the Daily Mailer came out yesterday.
Yeah.
And what's the Daily Mailer? Was that from?
That's United Kingdom.
Yeah.
So it came out yesterday, and it said that they've already made a decision and they announced it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Announced it to who? We didn't hear anything.
I know. They didn't make the announcement, but the Daily Mailer said, yes, it's all done. It's Mark Kelly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. They predict Mark Kelly, because that's a prediction. That's not fact. That's a prediction.
I said, well, I made a decision, Mark Kelly. She said, well, I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything on Twitter. And she was, looking over. And she looked into the news sources that she always goes to,
Ms.
and
Ann,
nothing was there.
Your wife was looking? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got the whole family working on this show.
Awesome.
I got child labor on this.
Mark Kelly's got a lot going for him. A military experience, also an astronaut, also really up on border issues. Really good on immigration issues.
But we don't want two West Coasters on this thing. We got to get the Midwest or the South. We've got to get somebody else in the ticket.
We'll find out in the next few days. 6:29 now. When we come back, Ask Terry Bell. Right around the corner on the John and Gordy Show with Catherine Lake.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
There's a lot to be excited about at North Central Technical College as they have a brand new meat lab housing the school's new pasture-to-plate butchery program. And culinary instructor Chef Brock Decker says that this unique program offers hands-on experience and industry-standard training, preparing graduates for successful careers in the meat industry.
The student generally comes in for a six-hour lab period, and whether that period includes being off of campus in on the farm, all the way then back to the campus itself. Sometimes a little bit of that is book learning. We have to understand what safe food safety is, right? And how we, what temperatures we can handle on meat at, those kinds of things. What kinds of safety precautions we have to take. But that's why we have a huge cold lab in place right now. So after the student learns the facts of the matter, they get to then go into the cold lab and they spend 6 hours breaking down animals. It's a heck of an experience, and it's very closely models what they would be doing in industry.
I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at $3.95, down 1.25 cents, and new crop corn is trading at $4.10 3/4, down 1.5 cents. Cash beans are trading at $10.50 1/2, that's down 4.25 cents, and new crop beans are trading at $10.32 3/4, and that is down 6 3/4. And wheat is trading at $5.24 3/4, and that is down 6 1/4 cents. On the dairy side of things now, August Class 3 milk contract is trading at $20.50 a hundredweight. That's up a penny. And September Class 3 milk contract is trading at $21.49 a hundredweight, and that is down 4 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at $197.50. That was up a half. 40-pound block cheese closed at $195. That was up 2 cents. And the double A butter closed at $308 3/4 yesterday, and that was down a quarter. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the music podcast Rock Solid, Pat Francis, and Madison stand-up comic Mike Mercury joins the show to discuss Madison Comedy Week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9.
Matt Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM.
634.
The John and Gordy Catherine Family Show.
That's it. That's it. 634. Yep. Clear skies this morning, and we're at 61 degrees. 66 degrees, pardon me, and highs today in the mid-80s. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm later, but nothing to worry about. Terry Bell joins us this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
We're starting a new segment today called Ask Terry Bell. And we got a few texts here, but I think this one's right up your alley.
Sure.
Okay? Sandy from Middleton is asking, because I know you talked the other day about the Wisconsin Olympics.
I talk about it a lot.
In the Olympics.
Anyone gives me a chance.
So can you give us an update on, I think volleyball is what you watch.
Women's indoor volleyball is my thing, because the Badgers are big here in Madison, and I've had season tickets to the team for a long time. So two of the greatest Badgers ever are on this Olympic team.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Lauren Carlini and Dana Retke.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty exciting.
So so what's going on with those two in the Olympics? What?
Well, They had a game yesterday. They lost to China in five sets, which is taking it as far as you can go. It's the best out of five, so they had to go to a fifth set to determine a winner. And Lauren Carlini played a fair amount. Dana did not get in that I could see, but I had to duck out to cover a story right in the middle of the game. So she might have slipped in while I was away. But they will play again today. I could not tell you who, but at 10 in the morning, they have their second pool round match.
So is women's volleyball, is it six team members
on
each side?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And do they switch servers all the time, or is that just
there's
in high
a rotation?
School? There is. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the same way that you'd play it in high school.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
I was on my championship team in junior high.
In the women's team?
No. It was a homeroom team, not a women's team.
Okay, was just checking.
Of course, you know, I could have dressed. I could have dressed for the occasion.
Do they have the beach volleyball? That's not Olympics.
Is
it really?
It is.
Okay.
I don't follow that so closely.
Mm.
I believe one of the women's team won their first round, and the other women's sand volleyball team lost their first round. So two different U.S. teams.
Are they playing along the Seine there?
They're right underneath the Eiffel Tower. The sand volleyball is right underneath,
no kidding.
Like literally in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower.
Wow. Gotta watch these Olympic things.
They got sand at the bottom of the Eiffel Tower in case somebody falls off. Right, a nice soft landing.
I don't think it's normally John. So okay. Please don't go next year and think that it's there to catch you. Okay,
right,
it's just kind of a special occasion.
Well, Terry, I know you have to move on and do news stuff. What?
I do. You're right.
Well, I didn't know you're on a very tight schedule here. So, if you want to stick around a few more minutes, we'll get you.
I'd love to, but I better motor.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, guys.
It's good seeing you.
Yeah.
We'll see you again tomorrow for Ask Terry Bell, brand new
segment.
We'll
hear from him every hour.
Okay. That's right.
He's not going away anytime soon here.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, let's talk about Project 2025.
Oh, is that still kicking around?
Well, doesn't anybody want to talk about it? Should we just let it go and not make it an issue for the election?
No, it has to be an issue. No matter what Trump thinks, it's not.
It's the only issue.
Yeah.
I mean, this
agenda,
is scary as heck.
Because it's not about people. It's about us.
It's
not about the candidates. Yeah.
And so they're saying now it's a hoax. No one believes it, except for, also Agenda 47, which is narrated by Trump himself, where you could go see it on your own and listen to his wonderful voice.
So they're saying now Project 2025 is but the Agenda 47 is real, they're virtually the same.
It's a hoax by a well-funded think tank that had a version of Project 2025 during the Reagan administration, who adopted, by the way, 60% of those recommendations by that think tank. So same old. Let's get to cut 137. This is Laura Trump. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a story
I think we need to work on your naming of the cuts, because this does not sound like Laura Trump. I clicked on 137,
okay,
Johnny.
All right, that's not working.
You are killing me.
How can this happen?
You are killing me.
I feel like I'm being set up for failure here. I'm asking
Sorry, he's taking it personally.
It's your fault.
It's your fault.
Do you do this to Sam every morning when Sam's here?
I do this to him every time.
Oh, my goodness. The poor gentleman. No wonder he needed to go away to the woods for week. No wonder, John. Come on.
But you know, the whole thing here is I've always been bad with numbers.
Great. Now
letters.
We find out.
And no one knew that, but now everybody has to know that I can't
Everyone
count.
Does know.
So it's 138.
Oh, okay.
How can you just miss it by what?
I mean, you know what? I don't
that
know.
That happened yesterday.
I know
you
it
missed
did,
it by
but I don't
one
get
number.
It. Okay, well, yeah.
Try dates.
Blame me.
All right. Laura Trump.
I'm branded.
Let's see if this one works.
I don't even know why we're listening anymore.
Right, here we go. Okay.
Get your pen and pad ready. Send this to all your friends. Project 2025 has nothing to do with Donald Trump, his platform, his campaign, or what he wants to do for the future of this country.
Right.
Nothing.
Yep.
Donald Trump himself came out and said, I don't even know what this Project 2025 is all about. There are a lot of ideas in here that I find really frightening and that I do not support, period. Anyone who is pushing Project 2025 knows it is a hoax, knows it is a lie, but they are trying to fear monger.
Nope. Well, there you go.
There is.
Yeah, so.
Just fear-mongering, we're just making it up. We're just throwing it out there. They're not going to do any of that stuff.
Yeah, so they've got the talking points. That's what the Trump supporters will say. No, Project 2025 is not part of his agenda.
And on this program, we have played Project 2025, audio of that, explanations about Project 2025. We've also gone out and played a lot of the audio from Agenda 47, 47 if Trump is elected president, and it's narrated by Trump. And they've even updated it. So it's not like no one knows about it. And by the way, I've been watching the newscast, and they've actually presented Agenda 47 on their newscast, but not renamed it. They just keep saying it's Project 2025. It's actually Agenda 47.
Oh, okay.
They never make that specific, where people can actually look up Agenda 47 on the internet and watch all the videos of Trump himself if
How
they
close
want to.
Are they? Have you analyzed side by
side? No, they're extremely close.
Yeah, virtually identical.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not as exhaustively researched and written out.
It's not 900 pages.
Right.
Oh. But, it's not 50 years
it's
old.
Just it's, what he, it's just version. What he narrated and that they could keep him on script with. He has a problem doing that.
We've got to fit it in the teleprompter. So,
do you have cut 83 there?
Okay. 83, theoretically.
All right, let's play Kevin Roberts talking about how Trump is distancing himself from Project 2025. He doesn't know anything about it, though. Let's check.
So when you see President Trump say this, and what you envision as being behind it tactically?
Well, I think it's the sign of a great leader who understands he's in a terrific political news cycle. He's run a really good campaign.
You can lie.
From start up to this point. Mm-hmm. And the left's mischaracterization of Project 2025 had become a liability. I think we've seen that really turn around in the last few days since that statement. So no hard feelings from any of us at Project 2025 about the statement, because we understand Trump is the standard bearer and he's making a political tactical decision there.
Yeah. What mischaracterization is there of Project 2025? We've read the exact wording. We've heard the exact wording.
Is he saying the mischaracterization is that it belongs to Donald Trump? Because it really is.
No. Well, he said that Trump is distancing. He's lying.
Yeah.
a great politician will lie to his constituents.
A great one will.
Oh, the great ones
the
will.
Great, all the
right.
good ones.
Yes. Yes. Now here's a little promo. This is cut 130. For Project 2025. Let's check this out.
Hey, everybody. I'm Spencer Cradian with Project 2025 here at CPAC. We're having great conversations. We're meeting people from all across the country who are interested in serving the next conservative president.
I think Project 2025 is exactly what we need. I think everyone needs to look ahead 2-3 years out.
He shocked the world by winning. So the transition team was rushed, and we were vastly undergunned against the deep state.
I saw the attempts by bureaucrats that had been there longer than
than I had that actually worked against the last administration.
What happens usually is that the beliefs that we hold back at home somehow get lost along the way to Washington. No.
But this is a fixable, solvable problem, and we're going to do it as part of Project 2025.
If we want to hit the ground running, I think starting now is an excellent idea.
You're going to get attacked by the liberal media. The career bureaucrats are going to hate you.
You have to have thick skin. We have to get beyond being bothered by what words they're going to call us.
If you're really committed to the cause and willing to go through that, please, we'll welcome you in.
We need grassroots patriots to go to Project 2025, sign up for our Presidential Administration Academy, and we will be in touch because together we are going to build the network that we need to ensure that the next conservative president is a success.
That's going to be the new college, the new Trump college,
the academy?
Probably.
The
academy.
No.
You know,
Project 2025
Yeah, you have
academy.
To know everything about it, and you have to be...
they have very thick skin, too. You
evidently.
Just do not call them weird.
Don't do that. Not.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
that
right.
Don't call me stupid.
A lot of big names were in that video, which, you know, I can't remember who they were, but, you know, these were...
Definitely Marjorie Taylor Greene was in there.
Marjorie
heard her.
Was
I don't
there.
Know the other ones.
You can't not miss. You can't miss that voice.
Yeah, that one.
So, yeah, it's out there.
Yeah.
They're looking at it. They want to do this.
Aren't they clever?
And, of course, Trump was bragging about this very thing. Let's check that out here.
The Heritage Foundation just came out recently, and they said that we've already implemented 64% of our top agenda items, and that's ahead of anybody, including Ronald Reagan. So we've done a lot of work in a very short period of time.
Yeah. And how about this? This is Kevin Roberts again. This is a newer cut, and he explains Project 2025 to everybody how it's going to work. Let's listen to that. 146.
See, this was the numbers just go missing sometimes. There was no number.
The good news, I told you I would tell you why it's bad, maybe add a little bit of color, but also tell you why we're going to win. We are winning. There are a lot of victories that have been secured. Some of them are partial.
Already for Project 25.
Some of them in ways that the other side doesn't yet know are foundations for what's coming.
Oh.
And that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
And we're not going to tell you everything that's coming.
Oh, don't.
Because
no.
For the first time that I'm aware of, the conservative movement, or as I really like to put it, the common sense movement in the United States has really nothing to do with ideology, is ready to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Now, you remember the cut yesterday from J.D. Vance. I scoped it down because I just wanted to make this point constantly on this program.
About
this
is, DJ?
Yeah. Well, no, about the fact that... they have failed. Their entire agenda has failed in all categories, you know, for corporations, for the public. No one's accepting their agenda at all. All right. So this is J.D. Vance telling it like it is. This is going to be, this isn't on the list there. It's cut 149.
All right. As far as you think.
The challenge confronting American conservatives is that we have lost every major powerful institution in the country, except for maybe churches and religious institutions, which, of course, are weaker now than they've ever been. We have lost big business. We've lost finance. We've lost the culture. We've lost the academy.
Yeah, they lost it all.
And if we're going to actually really affect real change in the country, it will require us completely replacing the existing ruling class with another ruling class.
Oh, yes, that's great.
Unless we overthrow them in some way, we're going to keep losing.
There it is.
Okay, overthrow.
Going to overthrow what we have in place now because their agenda has failed, so the only way they can succeed is by overthrowing the government. Yeah. My God, really? Seriously? I think this is one of the biggest cuts. No one's playing it.
Hmm.
This is coming right out and saying what they have to do in order to take over the country.
I think they are saying that. I've heard that kind of language.
Well, they are. Yeah, they say
overthrow,
it all over
overthrow,
the place, but,
insurrection. Mm-hmm.
But now we have the vice presidential candidate.
That's it. 6:49, clear skies, 66 degrees, mid-80s this afternoon. Coming up, we've got some medical news right around the corner.
Yes, we do.
On the John and Gordy and Catherine Show for this Tuesday.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the civic media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Oh, help me, please, doctor, I'm damaged.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor, doctor, can't you see I'm burning, burning?
Science!
Oh, yeah. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
It's time for medical news, and that's it's all about this time. And boy, a slow house. Mike Johnson in charge of this, and they're slow moving everything, all legislation. Well, what does that mean? Well, telehealth provider Kevo Health will soon have to warn older patients that their sessions may not be covered by Medicare in 2025 as legislation to extend telehealth flexibilities granted during the pandemic is moving far too slowly through Congress. So legislation to extend them for 2 years is sneaking through Congress very, very slowly, may not even make it. And so telehealth was one of the big advances in healthcare.
Telehealth.
Where you can call your doctor and you can use video calls or just a regular call and then get the advice. You can explain your problem to the doctor on the line or the nurse. And they'll help that way instead of going into the office or setting up an appointment.
There are two reasons this is a great thing, the telehealth, because mm-hmm. I remember also you benefiting from it during the pandemic. One, you didn't have to go in and get other sicknesses, possibly.
Right.
And second of all, saves you time.
Yep.
Right? And money, it should. It should be a cheaper business.
It should be a cheaper one.
Here's a good example. Gordy had, what did you have? A bruised elbow, right? You woke up with an elbow with a purple patch.
Is it still bruised?
Not so much, a little bit.
It went away.
Yeah. Right.
But this...
Inexplicable.
Luke is grimacing.
Excellent radio.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I know. Well, they can see it on Facebook.
It looks like he bruised his entire elbow.
Yeah.
Now, I woke up with this 2 days ago, and it was really dark. It was just, and I thought, I didn't hit it. I didn't knock it around.
Did you get bit?
There was nothing there, and it doesn't hurt. It never hurt.
It was just miscolored skin.
But it freaked me out. You know, it's like, suddenly, I had this.
Thing. Yeah.
So I went in to urgent care, and they did a complete workup. They did a blood test. I mean, all these markers and everything.
Which obviously you had to go in for. But you could have started with aiming it at the camera and saying, look what I have, doc. Should I come in? And he might have said, I got to see it.
Saved a lot of time.
Well, I did call in and was calling around and talked to a nurse. And, what are they going to say? Well, come on in. I mean, that's what they say.
Well, but not every time. Not every time. Sometimes the call can be something like
a video
an update. Yeah, it could be an update. It could be, I'm still on that same med. I still feel it. So I'm going to, okay, then let's get you on there. You don't have to go in.
Right.
Telehealth.
So you're saying I shouldn't have gone in?
No.
Is that what you're saying,
I'm
going to
punch you in the other elbow.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
Not what I'm saying.
Let's see if the other one turns purple.
I'm saying that for some things, there's no reason to go in.
Okay.
All right. Well, I got another big story here in medical news. You guys are going to love this one.
Okay.
All right.
Lay it on us.
How about cadavers that bleed?
What the heck are you talking
and
about?
And breathe lead to Surgical Simulation Center plan for St. Louis. Okay. Surgical.
What are you talking
about? Aspiring surgeons and medical devices have long been tested on cadavers. But this experience doesn't translate to living patients very well. So now in Missouri, a company there has figured out how to make bodies, cadavers, bleed, and these cadavers to breathe so that they can be handled like a live person.
I'm so grossed out. They reanimate. Well,
so it's a surgical simulation center.
Well, you know, if that helps them be better surgeons, you know, good, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. I have no problem with that.
You know, it's kind of gruesome, but...
You going to give your body to science to do?
These are donated bodies.
I'd be happy to. I don't need it anymore. What the hell?
Well...
No?
All right.
You're not going to...
I'm not a squeamish person, except unless my daughter gets hurt, then I get sick feeling. But I'm not a squeamish person. But this actually is making me feel a little squeamish.
Would you donate your eyes?
I would donate my parts. Yeah, okay. I don't need my body.
Okay.
But the idea of reanimating, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
You never know in one of these experiments, you know, the cadaver
just
could come to life.
Just enough oxygen. You know,
just enough oxygen.
This is
just
what zombies come from right here.
That's how the
problem happens.
You never know where this is going to lead, right?
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Well, how about this? Okay. The New York Times had this blood test accurately diagnosed Alzheimer's 90% of the time.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, this is a brand new thing, right?
Scientists made a major stride toward diagnosing Alzheimer's disease with a simple blood test. Researchers reported that a blood test was significantly more accurate than doctors' interpretations of cognitive tests and CT scans and signaling the condition. So long, Trump, that cognitive test that you took... Doesn't matter. It's not really that good anyway. So,
yeah.
It says here, you know, 90% of the time the blood test correctly identified Alzheimer's using standard methods, excluding expensive scans or invasive spinal taps, was accurate by 73% instead of this 90%. While primary care doctors, the person you see normally, their diagnosis comes in at 61%. So that's not very good either.
No. So let me ask you this. Is this only when Alzheimer's is kind of evident? Because with my mom, who passed from Alzheimer's a few years ago, I could talk all day about the trajectory and how it was so different than just a little forgetfulness.
Right.
It's so obvious. So at 77, it was, Mom, I think we got something to talk about. That would have maybe been the blood test and we would have seen it, or would we have to wait till 5 years in, just confirming it's not dementia, it's Alzheimer's?
I don't think they have a scale as to when it should be taken. You know, I mean, you can take it any time. If you have a suspicion that someone has Alzheimer's, then you go in for a test.
And a grandma.
You go in for a test now.
Right. So I should go in now.
Yeah.
Because the earlier you catch it, the more chance you have of actually treating it.
Delaying it. Right.
Yeah.
Now, here's another one. Let's see here. A key protein that helps assemble the brain early in life also appears to protect the organ from Alzheimer's and other diseases of aging. A trio of studies published in the past year all suggest that the protein reelin helps maintain thinking and memory in ailing brains, so that might be one way of treating Alzheimer's.
Right. I'm going
reeling.
Interesting stuff.
I'm going in.
I'm reeling.
I'm reeling from this news.
Reeling in the ears.
Medical news right here.
6:58 coming up. Christina Dahlhausen will be joining us from the Stoughton Opera House. It's all happening on the John and Gordy Show, along with Catherine Lake on WMDX.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears in your phone calls. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.